That would be the sound of a hairdryer suspended over my very, very wet trainers. This is the morning after the night before. I'm walking in my socks, with my trousers not totally done up, around the Audioboo offices, which is a little bit surreal. I've just had a shower here, which is just unbelievable. So nice and refreshing and almost medicinal. Not as medicinal as the real coffee that's on the way, but which is brewing now, which is fantastic. It appears that somebody else is clearing up our litter from last night. The carnage of late night shopping at a 24-hour shop. Yeah, I apologise. I'm not actually fit for much at the moment due to the ridiculous idea, probably Phil Campbell's, that, along the lines of, hey, when we get back to the office, let's open a bottle of wine or two, which you know isn't necessary after a long night of free drinks. Do you want me to do some washing up? I'm just booing. I'll tell you what, I'll document the washing up. Yeah, walking and talking at the moment is about the limit of my abilities due to so many free drinks and so many good conversations where the drink was obviously a social prop in some way. The hairdryer is drying my trainers because of the monsoon we had to walk back through. Oh, wow, I'm being handed a delicious-looking espresso in a very nice cup, actually. I'm going to smell it, which will come across in audio. So, say again, this is your...
It's my uni cup, so don't break it.
Your uni cup. This is, you saw got, you through university. Right, now I've got... I'm worried about my grip now. I'm probably holding it far too tight. I'm going to take a sip. Oh, oh wow, that's like... That is like medicine. I feel my cells waking up individually. And hopefully, in no time at all, I can make it to Tuttle. Phil Campbell's already gone. I was in the camper van last night, and Phil Campbell was in a kind of little roomy thing right next to a freight line. I mean, literally probably 8 foot away from a freight line. Hannah Nicklin was in the offices somewhere, probably curled up on a sofa. And we'll be heading down to Tuttle. Am I making any sense? Am I even sounding alive? If I stand perfectly still, I'm swaying a bit. This isn't a good sign, is it? All will be well. I'll take another sip of coffee, clench my teeth, and fight the torment of my overindulgence. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for making me feel like this.